My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. Before I ask the question, which was what everyday skill becomes suspicious if you're too good at it, I want to get to a couple things real quick. So I found the interesting, note or stat or whatever it is about Jared Goff. Did y'all see this?
What is it?
I don't think I did.
So Jared Goff will play 14 games inside of a dome this year. Only three of them are outside. So week 9 is at Lambeau Field. It might be a little chilly there.
Week 9, okay, yes. You're getting to a bad place.
Week 16 at Chicago.
Ooh. Oh, definitely.
Ugh. And week 17 in San Francisco.
Hell, that might be the coldest one.
How easy of a schedule that, I mean, or situation that is for somebody like that?
I mean, that's great for him. I think that's what you want, especially for him. Like, he is one of those quarterbacks that if situations are right for him, he can be really, really good. But when they aren't, it's almost comical. And it's a great thing that he ended up in Detroit because the offensive line, fantastic for him. I think top three offensive line in the league probably when you look at that Lions offensive line. They give him a run game. But like if you protect him, you give him the opportunity to really throw that ball around the field. And he's capable of doing that. And I mean, how much better does throwing the football get when you can get play inside of a dome?
Yeah, I think, I mean, come on, every quarterback, not just Jared Goff. You go to CJ Stroud right now. You want to play? How many games is it? 14?
14. 17.
Sign me up. Every quarterback says that. Sign me up. Perfect conditions. All good.
Do this have a potential, possibly first round exit written all over?
Oh, because he'll be so used to.
If he somehow ended up playing at Lambeau Field again during the playoffs.
And then he ended up playing in L.A. for a while.
No, that's a good point.
Like I said, he's a Cali quarterback playing in the dome. He played in L.A.
All of a sudden, they get into some bad weather in the first round of the playoffs or whatever it is. And he's like, it's cold, man.
That could be a potential upset, man.
Yeah. That's not a bad point.
They seem to handle themselves okay in the playoffs this past year. I think that they might be beyond that. But that is an interesting note just to kind of have out there. That's one of those things that we will resort to after the fact and trying to find the answer. Sometimes we find the result and then figure out what we think the reason was. And that might be one of those things that will definitely pop up if you have an early exit, particularly
if I'm
outdoors.
Dan Campbell, I'm possibly looking into practicing outside a couple times when it get a little cold.
Oh, they will.
Just to get
used to
it.
You know Dan Campbell, he'll probably be doing up-downs with
Man
him.
Campbell.
That's his name, Man Campbell.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Yeah.
So, you guys are familiar with LaViscus Chenault.
LaViscus Chenault.
Yes, sir.
We are pretty familiar with him around here because he played for the Jags for a couple years. I was listening to a podcast with Marshawn Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody brung up LaViscus Chenault. And he thought this dude was a fake person.
To team guru, I tell you one thing. Seattle got a guy that I'm pretty sure he's going to make the team, LaViscus Chenault. He's a
team guru. Made that up right now. Ain't nobody named LaViscus.
You just said
name LaViscus?
Guys, this has to come out immediately.
You okay? Making up
LaViscus Chenault.
Oh, I love Marshall.
He's not necessarily a studious of the game, is he?
Well, I mean, LaViscus Chenault ain't one that's just like everybody knows right off the top.
But you've heard of him.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Like, I think LaViscus could absolutely slide under the radar. In certain,
not only did he not hear of him, he thought it was a fake person.
Yeah.
He thought he just made that name up.
I mean, there's sometimes where I'll hear a name, I'm like, that's not a real name.
You're trying to troll me, aren't you?
I love Marshawn. Marshawn was just like, I'm not doing that. Like,
yeah.
You're not going to play
gonna
in my face.
You're not going to get me this time.
You're not going to play in my face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was hilarious. All right, let's get to it, man. What everyday skill becomes suspicious if you're too good at it? I got a couple examples, so text them in 713-572-4610. I ran across this article on Reddit, and a lot of people just name a lot of random stuff that some people are good at.
But if you just
it kind of give you a side eye a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this was the first one. One man and his wife went to a shooting range.
Okay.
And fired a variety of guns for the first time. And his wife's accuracy was with a Glock was expert level, to the point the trainer whispered to the guy, check her background.
Yeah, well, why do you know how to do this already?
Check her background. You can't. That's. Can you be, I guess you can, be that good and be an amateur? Be like a first-timer?
There are some people that just naturally get it. The questions as to why you got that in that level. That's,
But expert, I would check her background. She worked for the CIA.
Yeah, that's a CIA operative.
At some point. You ever see the show, the Americans, the Russian agents that came over? And
Sleeper cell.
She might be
what's
Russian.
Happening there.
Yeah.
I could absolutely see that.
I got a couple more, too. So one man was so good at making fake money for movies that he got a visit from the FBI. They even told him he had to make the money look a little more fake.
But here's the thing, right? If I'm making the fake money for movies, you think I'm so dumb.
Yeah.
That I'm going to do that in such a public setting and then be like, you know what I might as well do? Counterfeit.
Yeah, but somebody
might. Well, I guess there are people that are dumb.
But if you get a knock from the FBI saying, yo, this is looking too
buddy,
real.
It'll look like Monopoly money. You don't even have to. Don't gotta tell me twice. But I guess in saying that, oh, man, people aren't that dumb, are they? People got out here doing check fraud on this. Did you see all the people doing the chase hack or whatever? It's like, that's check fraud.
How about people
on the set?
The
feds will be at your door soon.
How about people on the set? Hey, somebody dropped a 20.
Those are the bad ones. I have seen people get like a fraudulent check or whatever, but they thought it was a real check. They go and try and deposit it, and now it's the whoop whoop. Everybody's like, yo, what are you doing here? Like, I'm just depositing a check, and no, you're not.
I found this on the set of the movie.
No, remember back in the day when you tried to pay with money and people would try to see if it's real or not.
The old marker or whatever.
They still do that.
Have it ever been an issue where it was like, man, I don't know about this. And you like, I got it from the bank.
I can't remember
that. I've seen that.
I ain't walking around with fake money.
Yeah.
Like,
I can't remember one.
Yeah.
I don't think I have personally had that happen to me, but I'm pretty certain that I've had someone close to me have that happen to them. And that's just tough.
Yeah, I had somebody that had a real hard time trying to figure out if this was real or not. And I'm sitting there like, what the like, I got stuff to do.
Right.
Man.
Let's,
like,
let's move this along.
I ain't walking around with no fake money.
I've seen good counterfeit money because, long story, but my neighbor across the street when I lived in Kingwood about 35 years ago, first moved here, worked for the Secret Service.
Oh, okay.
Secret Service, is their main job is counterfeiting and stuff like that. And so he showed me some, and I was like, that looks like a $100 bill. I mean, it was so good.
Man.
All right. Go ahead.
I got a couple more. Walking silently. That's me 100%. I'm a tiptoeer.
You can, like,
for some reason, I could walk in the room. You would not know I'm there.
Okay, so you're a cat burglar. Okay. Yeah.
Pretty much. I scared many of people like that just walking in the room.
You're a quiet walker.
Yeah.
Noted. You got to be careful. Watch your back when Figgy's around.
Yeah. Don't. Well, more than anything, just don't talk. Say nothing about Figgy. He might be right behind you.
Is he right now? I can't tell.
Yeah. No, you could be sitting there and not say so. Oh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's one. Being able to BS your way out of situations.
Yeah, man. People that lie too good.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you so good at concocting falsehoods? Why is that the case?
Yeah.
How often do you do this?
That's worrisome. Like, I'm always, you know, exactly what you said, that it starts to get a little bit unnerving, maybe a little suspicious. When I know somebody is lying and they're really good at it, I'm like, all right, this isn't his first rodeo or her first rodeo. Yeah,
or how about being with somebody who lied and you was there with that same situation?
And it was a lie.
And they just make it sound so good and believable.
Yeah.
You'd be like, you know what the thing is? I was with you when this happened.
And I understand that it kind of veers away from the topic that you've brought up, but it's not even the idea of, like, you lie too good. You lie for no reason. Those are the ones that get me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's not even the thing you should lie about. Why are you lying about this?
Yeah. No, that's bad. Another one, digging deep holes. If you're good at digging deep holes.
Put some bodies away?
Yeah, that was on the list. Yeah, I think you should side-eye somebody.
I can dig that hole in 5 minutes. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Why is that?
I'm pretty good at this.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
Some ones that have come up on the text line as we've been talking about this. Somebody's mentioned that when they had to, like, Jimmy unlock a door, and then their boss was looking at them sideways. And yeah, another one from the 346 was like, if you're unlocking locked doors.
Yeah, that is funny you said that. That's on the list. Knowing how to use a lock pick set to get into a house or a car quickly when somebody locked themselves out.
Hey, some of us have
that
just, you know, some of
times.
Us have just been really intrigued by how a lock mechanism works.
Yeah.
Don't check my Google history, okay?
I never forget when I was a kid, my dad locked the keys in the car. And so it was cold. It was cold as hell. And he was just like, man, I can't believe this. And there was a guy just standing around at the grocery store.
Popped
like,
it.
I could do it for $20.
Holy.
That's a good hustle. He was a good hustle. Though.
He went over there. He like, he went and found something.
Yeah.
He started digging deep into the window, popped the lock right open.
Yeah, I think we've gotten a little bit less capable of doing that in the way that we used to when the cars kind of became a lot more computerized, right?
But what he's talking about is those Slim Jims.
Yeah, man, the Slim Jims.
Those things will get it open.
I used to be pretty solid. Not great, but I used to be pretty solid with the wire hanger.
With the lock and hook. Yeah.
We've all tried that. You can make that shake.
Yeah.
So
what are you good at?
What am I actually good at?
That would be scary.
I don't know if I'm...
Like, if you're too good at it.
Yeah, I don't know if there's anything for me personally that I'm actually really good at, but one of the things that came to mind for me actually came up on the text line. If you're good at... if you're really good at... what's the right word? Conversions?
Oh, okay.
Why are you so... Especially, like, if we're talking about, like, weights and volumes... Why are you so good at conversions? Why can you do that in your head?
So you might have worked for the CIA. You know kilos to pounds?
Right. And you know dollars to various different currencies immediately off the top of your head. Why do you know? Why are you translating all this cash flow? Why is that the case?
I'm still unsure on kilos to pounds. I've traveled all over the world. Isn't it like 3 and change?
Buddy, you asking the wrong dude. I am always asking a search engine whenever I need to
find
out
things. You know what I'm good at? And I don't know if it would be scary ultimately if I'm too good at it or not. I remember numbers like crazy. Like I told you all, guys, I'm not going to do it now.
Why not? You scared? Yeah.
But I told you guys off air my credit card number, the code, and the number on the back. I mean, the expiration date and the code. I know all those. I know all my numbers on. I know my fishing license number.
Okay. Well, I guess you use that plenty.
But my driver's license, like numbers, I just if I see them and I know that they belong to me or whatever, I just remember numbers.
I have a picture of my my license plate right now on my phone because I don't even remember that well enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to the 281 who said a kilo is 2.2 pounds. You are now on a watch list.
Yeah, I thought it was around three.
You can't be trusted. Real quick, I'm going to run through some that I got on the list right now. One man said he went back home from college and whooped his dad's butt in darts three times in a row. And his dad said, you've been at the bar too much.
This is true.
Yep.
This is true.
Along those lines, bar, casino, that type. If you're really good at poker, the one that came to mind, if you're good at pool, if you're unreasonably good at pool, somebody said shuffling cards.
That's a good one.
That's on the list, too.
That's a good one right there.
Yeah, I actually know how to shuffle cards, too. Yeah. Make the little bridge and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's that. But then if you're just like, if you're moving quick, and I'm like, all right. You are operating. You might be in like those dark spots in the alley.
Yeah. Somebody else on this list said cleaning blood stains.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be problematic. Yeah. I would be questioning you.
Yeah. Remembering license plates. I cannot remember license plates to say. I don't even know mine.
Correct.
And the last one, having a knack to get out of a complicated relationship.
That's a talent. A good breakup-er.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of experience in this, huh?
Yeah, I can't trust you like that.
Yeah. This is true, too.
Yeah,
billiards came up, shuffling cards. Somebody said, when your lady's too good in bed, where'd you learn that? Okay,
yeah,
very good.
I was going to bring that up. Yeah. If she can dance too good, it's like, you dance like this for everybody?
All right. shout out to all of our folks in healthcare. I know I'm joking, but apparently knowing that conversion, particularly with kilo to pounds, is something that is a must-have. And, you know, of course, Houston, big time when it comes to healthcare. Yeah. So shout out to our healthcare workers that listen in Loop, Sports Radio 610. Hey, appreciate you, Fig. Always fun when we get a little bit of Figgy's mixtape, 120 every day here in Loop. Coming up next, we'll get more. And I just want to revisit some of what's happening with this helmet thing.
Yeah, I'm going to put the other one on next.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We'll get that. Get back on the YouTube because we're going to head off to the drive. We'll talk about that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.